Hello. Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the fourth Sunday of Advent, 2017.
I want to look now at our gospel, and there's one beautiful final word during Advent that the Lord is giving to us. Just hours before Christmas, the Lord is calling us to end this season of hope. That's what Advent is. It calls us to a supernatural hope, to long for things to be done that only God could do, only the Savior could do. And this year, Advent ends with the Lord calling us to really step out in hope as we hear him say to us through the angel Gabriel, reminding us and telling us, declaring to us, nothing is impossible for God. And I think that's the word that the Lord wants us to end Advent on and to enter into Christmas with. He wants us to be filled with a supernatural hope over his power, that we would welcome that declaration that he speaks to us today. Nothing is impossible for God. And, you know, there's so much stuff in our life. So often, we declare things of ourselves that may not be true, but we just assume that this is just the way it is. So we will declare of ourselves, for example, I will never be free from this sin. We may say of another, that person will never change, or I will never be able to forgive myself. This relationship, it will never be healed or fixed, or I will never forgive that person. So often, you and I, we make declarations of ourselves, of others, of situations, of relationships, and other people make declarations of us and situations and relationships where if we look closely, what we'll notice is that we're declaring, in effect, there's no more hope for this person or this situation or for me. And it's into those things today that the Lord is saying to us, I need you to know and believe and really hope in this truth that nothing is impossible for God. Do you notice in the gospel when the angel Gabriel is encouraging Mary to have faith in this promise the Lord is making, the angel says to her, your relative Elizabeth, she is now in her sixth month with child, and this is for her who was called barren. Like, you can imagine in the little town that Elizabeth and Zechariah were from, people called Elizabeth barren. Oh, she's the one that they were never able to have kids. She was called barren, declared barren. And this is a very dramatic example, obviously, of God's power. But even in a situation like that, the Lord says, I don't care what anyone else has declared or said or spoken of her and Zechariah. What I declare is, you will have life. That's an amazing thing. And granted, that example is huge. But from that, the Lord is saying to us, and he wants us to end Advent and move into Christmas really believing nothing is impossible for God. I so deeply want you to enter into Christmas with that kind of supernatural hope. I want that for you. I want that for myself. Like, there are things, just in the struggles of daily life where I noticed even during Advent, just slipping into a place where it was just like, oh, this is never going to be any different. And praying through this gospel this week, like the Lord said to me clearly, Eric, if you believe that, you are not leaving any more room for me. I need you to believe that nothing is possible? Are you willing to trust me and to hope in me for that? And so I'm just sharing with you what the Lord was saying to me. We can't give up hope. So an example I was thinking about this week in terms of, well, what can we hope that the Lord might be able to do? I was thinking about a lot of our young adults that I get to work with or talk with. You know, a lot of our young couples who are still dating, boyfriend, girlfriend, their relationship, in many cases, it already looks like marriage. Like from the outside, you'd say, oh, you guys are married, even though they're not married. And I will have the opportunity at times to say to them, have you thought about dating God's way? Have you thought about pulling back from what your relationship looks like and dating God's way? You know, very often when I say that, the reaction is like, well, is there any other way than what we're doing? I mean, you know, because so often our young adults have heard from the world and maybe even from their own parents, like, we just expect that you're going to go full-blown into a relationship that already looks like marriage, and that's just the way it goes. And for me to say to our young adults, do you trust that the Lord loves you enough that he would give you the grace and the help to actually, like, have your relationship be in a different place until marriage? And do you trust him enough that he would actually be able to give you the power to do that? That he loves you enough that he would be with you in that struggle and that fight and that commitment? That's just one example. But like, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. The Lord says to us, there are things in your life that you've declared it will never be different. It can't be different. It will only ever be this. And I think the Lord is saying to us as we end Advent now, does it really only ever have to be this? Would you leave enough room for me that I could do something different, something new? I don't know what that might be for you, but I deeply want you to hope in that, because that's what we're aiming for with Christmas. Is that the Lord would love us enough to actually come to us in the flesh and do things for us that only God could do. And if we're not hoping for that, Christmas is just, it's not going to be what it should be. So let's hope. Let's hope in that beautiful promise that nothing is impossible for God.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.